You are listening to the official audio preaching podcast of Christian Bible Baptist Church Manila, Philippines, led by Reverend Alan Earnhardt Jr. It is our desire that you will be revived, encouraged, and helped by this gospel messages. God bless.
Fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. So, merong kahalagahan po ang verses na ito, kaya po yan inuulit. Yan po alam po natin, mga mananampalataya, na kapag inuulit-ulit po yan, inuulit-ulit ng salita ng Diyos, yan po ay mahalaga po sa atin. Katulad po yan ng pako, nails must be hammered repeatedly para yan ay bumaon at yung dalawang kahoy ay dumikit at hindi na po mahirapan na pong matanggal. Ganyan din po, katulad po yan ng katotohanan. Ang katotohanan, dapat yan ay paulit-ulitin ituro upang ang mga bagay na inaituro sa atin ay hindi po natin malimutan. Mahalaga po yan eh. Kaya nga po ang TV commercials, nandoon, paulit-ulit eh. Paulit-ulit ang commercials. Why? Para yan ay dumikit sa utak mo para pagdating mo dun sa supermarkets, alam mo kagad kung ano ang marirecall mo kagad kung ano yung dapat mong bilhin. Yun po yung sikreto ng paulit-ulit. And napapansin po natin dito po sa ating binasa, sa ating text, I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. And in verse 14, I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I want to entitle the message this tonight, Unto You Fathers. Unto You Fathers. O sa Tagalog, Ama namin. Pag nakita po natin dito mga kapatid, there is a, pagka meron pong inuulit-ulit, makikipapansin po natin, there is an unchanging conviction. Amen? Merong hindi dapat mabago doon sa nais iparating sa atin ng sumulat, which is John. No? Salamat na lamang sa ating pong pananampalataya, sa ating pong Christian faith, ay merong pong stability, there is unmovability, merong fixity ang ating pong Christian faith. No? Kaya nga sa ating pong Christian faith, wala pong bago. No? There is no improvement in the Christian faith. There is no additives in the Christian faith. Kung anong katotohanan na itinuro ng ating Panginoong Hesukristo during His time, it's still the same lesson or the same truth that we are teaching to you today. Wala pong pinagbago. Why? Sapagkat ang tao have the same sins. Iisa lang ang kasalanan ng tao eh. And that is unbelief. Iisa lamang ang sorrows ng tao. Iisa lamang ang hope ng tao. Kaya nga kung ano yung tinuturo sa atin, even during the time of Eden, in the Garden of Eden, even the days of Noah, ganun din ang pangangailangan ng tao. Kaya nga hindi dapat mabago. Kahit na nga ikaw ay lumago pa sa even if you grow in the grace, in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, you still need the same truth. Amen? Kung ano yung natutunan mo during ikaw unang maligtas, you still need the same truth. Amen? Number one, mga kapatid, I want to send a message to you. Three things lang naman, mga kapatid. Who are the fathers? Who are the fathers? Number one, who are the fathers? Sino nga ba yung mga fathers? Mga kapatid, pagka nakita, narinig po natin the word father, narinig po natin yan, ang papasok agad sa ating isipan ay yung ating mga tatay, yung ating mga biological father. Yan? Kapag na, even pag narinig din natin yung the word father, papasok agad sa isipan natin yung mga taong mas matanda sa atin. Yan? Para kaya nga tayo tumatawag Tatay Freddy. Ha? Tatay Ernesto, this is my life. Amen? Or, when we hear the word father, iisip natin kagad, si father sa Catholic Church. Pero, who are the fathers really? Sino nga ba yung mga tatay? Or sino nga ba yung mga who are the real fathers in the church? Sa simbahan, mga kapatid, in the church, meron tayong nakikitang the word babes in Christ. Amen? Maaaring ikaw ay 70 years old na, pero you are still a baby in Christ. Amen? Or you are maybe 80 years old, nakatutubo pa lamang ng iyong wisdom tooth. Amen? And in the church, there are many young people in the church who are wise, who are learned, who are stable and instructed. Si David, kumpara po natin, si David was a very young lad, batang-bata pa siya. Pero he was more wise than Saul. Mas instructed siya kaysa kay Haring Saul. Mas stable siya kaysa kay Haring Saul. How about Joseph? At sa kanyang mga nakakatandang kapatid. Joseph was more wise, Joseph was more stable, Joseph was more instructed than the rest of his brothers. How about Daniel? At yung kanyang tatlong kaibigan. Napakabata nitong apat na ito, pero they are more wise, more instructed, more learned, more stable than Nebuchadnezzar. Amen? Maraming example sa Biblia, mga kapatid, na kung saan ay young men can be a father. Huwag mo sabihin, pwede naman akong maging tatay, sir, magbubuntis lang ako. No! Hindi po yan ang paraan para ikaw ay maging father in Christ, in which the Bible is saying. Amen? How about the young lad, yung meron dalang-dalang baon? Hindi ba mas stable siya, mas wise siya than the rest of the multitudes? I believe hindi lang yung young lad ang may baon eh. I believe doon sa multitudes na yon ay meron ding merong may dalang baon. Pero yung young man, the young lad, binigay niya sa Panginoon yung 2 pieces and 5 loaves of bread. Amen? I believe he is more stable. I believe he is more wise. I believe he is more instructed than the rest of the multitude. You see, hindi porke po tayo ay matanda na, ay pwede na tayo makonsider father in Christ. No! Young men who are wise, who are instructed by the Word of God, can be called father in Christ. Amen? Kaya nga marami sa atin, gumagamit tayo ng yan ay aking ama sa pananampalataya. Amen? Si Brother June, ama yan sa pananampalataya ni Brother Mike, ni Pastor Mike. Amen. Kaya nga si Pastor, si Brother June, marami na yung apo. Marami na yung apo doon sa kinta. Amen? Lolo. Amen? You see, hindi po yan sa edad. And who are the fathers, mga kapatid? Fathers are men who have age in grace. Sila yung mga tao, yung mga lalaki na sila ay nag-age na, kumbaga, sabihin na natin, kumbaga sa Tanduay Ram, sila ay nagkaroon na ng flavor. Okay, inom ng alak, example ko lang yan. Amen? Men who have developed their spiritual manhood, matured na sila spiritually. Sila yung mga fathers. And that manhood, mga kapatid, stood the test of time and trials. Mako-consider kang father in Christ kung yung spiritual manhood mo ay na-test na yan in spite of trials na iyong naharap sa buhay mo, you still remain. Hindi siya umatras, hindi siya nag-quit in serving God. You see, a young man can become a father if he will continue in faith. Kung siya ay magpapatuloy sa kanyang pananampalataya, grounded and settled. Amen? Fathers are men of maturity. Sanay sa laban. Kabisado nila yung kanilang espada. They are valiant men. Nakabisado nila yung weight ng kanilang espada, na each time na isiswing nila yung kanilang espada, ay merong precision. Amen? They are valiant men, and they know the voice of the shepherd. Kilala nila yung boses ng Panginoon, and they follow Him. And they will not follow the voice of strangers. Hindi sila mag-entice ng mga sweet talks ng mga strangers. Oh, come on! Dito ka na! Mas maraming pera dito! Walang mangyayari sa iyo dyan! Dito ka na lang sa amin! Alam niya yung voice ng kanyang Panginoon, and He will not follow the voice of strangers. Yan yung mga fathers. It's not necessarily ikaw ay matanda na. Young men like Totol, young men like RJ, young men like Francis, and young men like Lloyd can be a father in Christ. Amen? They are men taught by the Bible and have studied it and have learned it, and they became men of conviction. Hindi sila nagpapadala sa mga winds of doctrine. Kung ano man doctrine ang mapulot nila dyan, ay hindi nila yan kinakain. Amen? They are the watchmen. Amen? Ginagwardyahan nila ang church against false teachers and false doctrines. Amen? Are you one of the fathers, brethren? Amen? And these men, they were instructed by God, they were equipped by God, at binigyan sila ng senses to discern evil from good. Amen? Pero meron pong, there is something more about being a father. A father is the man of heart. A father is a man of heart. He cares for souls. He cares for souls. Each time na makakakita siya ng mga kaluluwa na alam niya na ito'y mapapahamak doon sa impyerno, ay meron siyang burden. Nagkakaroon siya ng burden that this man, that this soul must be saved. He cares for the soul of man. You see, a father, mga kapatid, he prays when no one is praying. He preaches when no one is preaching. He cares when no one is caring. He provides when no one is providing. He works when no one is working. Amen? Tignan po natin sa 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15. Tignan po natin. I mean, sayo ito'y maikli po lamang. I don't want to stay long. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15, the Bible says, "For though ye have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have not many fathers." Wow! "For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel." You see, mga kapatid, fathers are very few. Fathers are very few. No matter how few they are, mga kapatid, they are the strength of the church. Kahit na kukunti lang sila, still, they are the strength of the church. They are the pillars of the church. Sila yung haligi ng simbahan. And men, dapat, no matter how old you are, how young you are, you ought to be the pillar of the church. Amen? Dapat tayo, hindi ito nag-a-apply lamang sa mga men. Kasama po kayo dito, mga women of the church. Amen? Kaya nga, who are the fathers? So sila yung instructed by the Word of God. Secondly, mga kapatid, the characteristics of a father. Characteristics of a father. Balikan po natin yung ating text. Sabi diyan, I write unto you fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. Verse 14, I have written unto you fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. Ito ulit. Amen? You see, mga kapatid, ang isang tatay, a father in Christ, he knows only one thing. Maaring ang unbeliever, he knows hundreds of things. Amen? A newly converted person may know 50 things. An unbeliever, 100 things. Pero a father in Christ, he knows only one thing. He knows only one thing and he knows that perfectly. He knows that Jesus Christ is draws from the dead, siya ay namatay, inilibing, at nabuhay muli. Yan ang alam ng isang taong, a father in Christ only know that one thing. Yun lamang ang alam niya. He knows Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Another thing about the Father in Christ, mga kapatid, they know Him that was from the beginning. Kilala niya ang Panginoon sa simula't simula pa. Kilala niya bakit siya naligtas. Alam niya ang dahilan bakit siya niligtas ng Panginoon. Alam niya he is nothing without God. Amen. Alam niya na every success sa kanyang buhay, God is behind it. Every trials, alam niya ang Panginoon ang nagginagawa ng Panginoon ito sa kanya upang siya ay lumakas. He knows yung answer sa kanyang prayers. Na kung saan may mga bagay na dumarating na lamang sa kanya, he knows God is behind it. Amen? He knows Him that was from the beginning. Alam na alam niya. Sa simula't simula pa lamang, alam niya ang Panginoon ang may gawa ng lahat sa buhay. Every success na kanyang nangyayari sa kanyang buhay, everything that he is today, ang Panginoon ang responsible sa lahat ng bagay na yan. He knew that was from the beginning. At may time na babalikan niya yung kanyang lumang buhay, alam niya ang Panginoon ang nagbago ng buhay niya sa kasalukuy. Alam niya ang Panginoon ang nag-provide ng everything he needs. Alam niya ang Panginoon ang nag-protect sa kanya na kung bakit nga ba hindi pa siya nagkaka-COVID hanggang sa kasalukuyan. Amen? Have you think about it, mga kapatid? Ha? Na hindi tayo nagkakasakit? Why? It's because God is protecting you. And God has a purpose. Alam mo na may purpose ang Panginoon sa buhay mo. He know Him that was from the beginning. Alam niya ang Panginoon din na nagbigay ng honor sa kanya. You see, alam noon nung araw, wala tayo eh. We are nothing. Lahat tayo mga lasenggo lang eh. Lahat tayo papunta sa impyerno eh. Lahat tayo makasalanan. But thank God, here comes a preacher. Narinig mo ang iyong kalagayan sa harap ng Panginoon and you are destined to go to hell. But because sa kanyang biyaya, God, the Holy Spirit made you, He convicted you of your sin. You see, mga kapatid, wala po tayong kinalaman sa kaligtasan po natin. Wala. Kasi kung sasabihin mo, ay tinanggap ko ang Panginoon, and then you made God a useless God. It all your salvation depends on you. No. I believe the Holy Spirit convicted you of your sins and the Holy Spirit made you. God made you upang tanggapin siya. Amen? And that's why you're naligtas, binago ang iyong buhay. When you look back at the time nung ikaw ay hindi paligtas, marumi ang buhay mo. And here, now, nandito ka sa church, ginagamit ka sa church, you are given honor. Akala kasi ng iba, kaya tayo naglilingkod sa Panginoon, we are giving God a favor. No. No. Ha? Kaya ka nandito because God is giving you an honor. Binibigyan tayo ng honor dito na ikaw ay magamit. Imagine na lang mga kapatid, sino ba ako? Sino ba kami ni Pastor? Sino ba yung the rest of people here in the church? Sino ba tayo when we are yet na unbelievers? Hindi pa tayo nakakilala sa Panginoon. Sino ba tayo? Pero thank God, tayo ay nagagamit sa maraming tao. Nagiging blessing po tayo. We know God is responsible for everything na nangyayari sa buhay mo. We know Him that was from the beginning. Kilala natin siya noon pa. We know Him. Amen? We know how good God sa ating buhay. We know utang natin lahat kung bakit tayo nandito sa iyong kinatatayuan, utang mo yan sa Panginoon. Amen? Utang natin lahat sa Panginoon. We know Him that was from the beginning. Kung ating pa nga ilalagay sa ibang interpretasyon itong we know Him that was from the beginning, alam natin ang Panginoon is in every pages of this book. From Genesis to Revelation, nando doon ang Panginoon. Amen? Jesus is the seed of the woman in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. Jesus is the Ark of Noah. Jesus is the substitutory lamb doon kay Isaac. Jesus is David, the anointed one. Jesus is Joshua. Jesus is Elijah and Elijah. Jesus is Hosea. Jesus is Boaz, the kinsman redeemer. You see, in every pages of this book, naroroon ang ating Panginoon. We know Him that was from the beginning. Kilala natin siya. Kaya nga mga kapatid, utang natin lahat yan sa Panginoon. And then lastly, mga kapatid, una, who are the fathers? Secondly, the characteristics of a father. And then lastly, mga kapatid, message to the fathers. Message to the fathers. Mga kapatid, kung ikaw ay tunay ng father in Christ, you cannot help but loving your family. Not just your family, but the church family. You consider the church as your own family. Marami rito, walang mga magulang eh, walang pamilya eh. Pero they find home in the church. They find family in the church. Dapat ang isang father in Christ, he love everyone in the church. I mean, a father in Christ, mga kapatid, can easily be approached by young people. Hindi magdadalawang salita ang mga young people na i-approach ka. They consider you as their father. Amen? Oh, I thank God for Lloyd. Each time na-approach sa akin itong batang to, siguro naghahanap ng father figure itong batang to. No? And I thank God for him na hindi siya nahihiyang mag-approach sa akin. Na hindi siya nahihiyang bumati sa akin. A father in Christ ay dapat ganoon. He loved his church family. Those who are young in faith should readily approach us without hesitation. And sabi dito, another thing, a message para sa mga father in Christ, verse 15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Dapat yung mga father in Christ, he should not love the world. Dapat yan, nakahiwalay siya sa sanlibutan. Amen? Hindi siya enticed by the material things of this world. Ha? Hindi siya nabibiktimize niyan. Mahirap mabiktimize ng pera, mga kapatid. I remember a preaching of mine na ang pera ay may puwersa. Ang pera ay may personality. Ang pera is a devil, evil force. Kaya nga yan, pinangalanan ng Panginoon. Pinangalanan niyang Mammon. Bakit? Ang pera po ay person. It is a person. It is a force. Na kung ikaw, magpapadala ka sa puwersa ng pera, then, mapapahama ka. Mapapahama ka. Don't be a victim. And then, ano pang sabi? For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, sa sanlibutan, marami ang sisira sa'yo. Fathers, listen. Huwag kang ma-victimize ng mga magandang bagay sa sanlibutan ito. The lust of the eyes and the lust of the flesh. Tandaan mo, yan ang kalaban ng spirit. The flesh is always against the spirit. Let me get to the straight to the point. Don't be an adulterer. Amen? Masisira ka dyan, kapatid. Madalas, preaching ng ating pastor kanina. May asawa na, naghahanap pa. May pamilya na, meron ng apo, naghahanap pa. Tumetesting pa. Tignan ko nga kung ako pa'y matikas pa rin, tetesting ako. Kaya maraming namamatay. Maraming namamatay, inaatake. Ha? Huwag nating hayaan na ikaw ay mabiktimize ng mga bagay na yan, kapatid. Hindi exemption, wala exemption dito. Ha? Even David, si David is a man after God's own heart, pero bakit si David ay nahulog? Nahulog si David. Why? Because he was doing nothing. Wala siyang ginagawa. Yung kanyang army nakikipaglaban doon, pero siya nandoon sa taas ng kanyang bahay, kanyang castle. Ha? Doing nothing. Kaya siya nahulog. And the consequences, mga kapatid, is staggering. Talaga namang nandoon, sinira si David ng kanyang kasalanan. Sinira yung kanyang pamilya. Kaya nga, mahirap mga kapatid kung tayo mahuhulog sa ganitong uri ng kasalanan. Sisirain niyan ang pamilya mo, sisirain niyan ang buhay Kristiyano mo, sisirain niyan ang relasyon mo sa Panginoon. Kaya nga nandoon, galit ang Panginoon sa adultery eh. Galit ang Panginoon sa adultery. I know people who committed adultery and they were dead now. Patay na po sila. I know some people. Galit ang Panginoon dyan. Ha? Adultery. Binigyan ka na ng babae sa buhay mo eh. Maghahanap ka pa ng iba. And I believe yung asawa mo, yan ang binigay ng Panginoon sa'yo. Tapos, hahanap ka pa ng iba. Parang ayaw mo sa asawa mo. Amen? Aba, kang asawa mo, kahit na yan ay amoy tiger balm na, asawa mo yan. Amoy katingko na yan, asawa mo pa rin yan eh. Kahit na yan ay may salbabida na rito, asawa mo pa yan eh. Amen? Tapos sasabihin mo, minsan may mga lalaki, minumura yung kanilang asawa eh. Minumura yung kanilang asawa. Ang tanga mo, tanga ka, bobo ka. May ganung mga lalaki. Tanga pala yung asawa mo eh. Bakit siya ang pinili mo? Di mas matanga ka. Amen? Mahalin natin ang ating mga asawa, mga kapatid. Abay, pinagtsatsagaan ka niyan. For years, pinagtsagaan ka niyan eh. Yung mga tantrums mo, yung mga ugali mo, pinagtsagaan ka niyan eh. Tapos, ganun-ganun na lang, makakita ka ng mas magandang babae, iiwanan mo na. Huwag tayong magpabiktima sa lust of the flesh, mga kapatid. And the pride of life. Yan. Isa pang bagay nakakasisira sa isang tatay o sa isang Kristiyano. Or to a young people who are instructed, a young people who are stable, or young people who are wise, who can be considered a father, nahuhulag po yan sa pride of life. Amen? Sa inyong mga young men, maghintay kayo ng time. Ha? Huwag kayong magano ng honor. God will give you honor. Ha? Gusto nyo kayo kagad yung nadoon eh. Maghintay kayo. Marami pa kayong kakainin. Amen? Ha? Honor is earned. Na-earn yan. Hindi mo yan makukuha overnight. Respect is earned. Hindi mo yan makukuha overnight. Ha? Ay marami gustong magpastor kaagad. Gusto lang pala makasabay sa kainan sila Pastor Hill and Pastor Ed. Ah, kasama ko yata sila Pastor Ed sa kainan, sikat na ako ron. Young man, look. Baka hindi ka tumagal kung yan lamang ang iyong naisin. Makasabay yung mga old pastors. Maghintay ka. There is a right time for you. Huwag ka magmadali. And in verse 18, little children, it is the last time that as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists whereby ye know that it is the last time. Amen? Dapat be watchful. Maging watchful tayo in the signs of the times. You see, ang signs of the times are everywhere. Ha? Yan dyan na nga, may mga COVID, mga karakaramdaman. Meron ba? Ito si Bill Gates. Nababasa ko si Bill Gates. Ha? Gusto niya magpa-inject? Gusto niya mga tao, i-injectan niya na merong ID? Nagkakatotoo na yung sinasabi ng Bible eh. Na itong injection na ito, pag in-inject sa'yo, nadodoon na yung iyong ID. Ha? Parang yung mark of the beast, mark of the Antichrist, ay inalalagay na sa'yo. You see, the times, yung times kung magiging discerning ka lang, mga kapatid, nandiyan na nga, madali na nga bumalik ang ating Panginoon. Be watchful. Be watchful. Makikita mo yung Israel, nandiyan. Ha? Nandiyan yung China and Russia, the Gog and Magog. Ha? Nagpapalakas na yan. Nandiyan yung Israel. They are building, malapit nilang i-build yung temple. Anyway, the Bible says, pagka i-build na ng temple, ang temple doon sa Jerusalem, ay darating na ang Antichrist. You see, I believe na ang Antichrist, meron akong nabasa, na ang Antichrist will be a Jew. Jewish din, parang Panginoon. Maaring half Jew. Amen? Maaring Filipino Jew. Sino kaya sa atin? You see, kakokopyahin niya ang Panginoon eh. Kukopyahin niya ang Panginoon. At pag itong Antichrist na ito ay lumabas na, he will turn himself na kung saan siya yung magiging answer sa kahirapan ng pamumuhay. Siya yung magiging tugon. He will be a very powerful political leader. At dahil dyan, siya i-assassinate. Nakalagay po sa Bible yan. Magkakaroon ng attempt sa buhay niya at siya ay mamamatay pero siya ay mabubuhay muli. Kukopyahin niya ang Panginoon eh. At dahil dyan, lalo siyang lalakas, lalo siyang sisikat. Be watchful, mga kapatid. The times, the sign of the times are everywhere. At malapit na lumabas ang Antichrist na ito. And in verse 19, they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not at all of us. Amen? Stand. Ibig sabihin nito, manindigan ka. Marami sa atin, dati marami tayo dito, pero asa na sila ngayon? Pinroob lamang nila na hindi sila katulad natin. They were not of us. Kasi kung sila ay para sa atin, they would have continued with us. Ano man ang kanilang makita sa church, ano man ma-offend man sila, they will continue with us. Yan ang stable na tao, yan ang wise na tao, yan ang learned na tao. Learned na lalaki ng Panginoon. And lastly, mga kapatid, anong sabi diyan? Abide in Him. Abide in Him. Amen? Let us abide in Him. Be working, be loving, be serving. Amen? Yun ang fathers in Christ. Alam niyo yung isang awitin? Using things and loving people. Amen? Maganda po yung mensahe nun eh. Dapat tayo mga mananampalataya, we fathers in Christ, gamitin mo yung mga bagay na meron ka and love people. Using things and loving people. Kasi ngayon, ang nangyayari, they are loving things and using people. Mas mahal nila yung mga bagay ng sanlibutan na ito at gumagamit sila ng mga tao. Ano sabi ng awitin nyo? It will only lead you to misery. It only leads to misery. Kapatid, be a father in Christ. Kung ikaw ay lalaki man o babae, be a mother in Christ. Be stable, be wise, be instructed, and be discerning. We learn from the Word of God. Salamat sa Panginoon. Tayo po itumayin lahat. At tayo po ay manalangin. Dakilang Diyos namin makapangyarihan sa lahat. Muli, Panginoon, maraming salamat. Sa mensahe, Panginoon, not only intended for the fathers of Christ, but for all your children, Panginoon. Maraming salamat po for this great message. Salamat, Panginoon, for using me. Pagpalain mo po invitation nito pong samod dalangin sa pangalan ng Panginoong Jesus. Amen.